ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागंसस्तनूभिः यशेम देवहितं यदायुः। स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम्। वेलकम जॉयस। डू यू हैव दिस मुंडक उपनिषद द टेक्स्ट? यू कैन अनम्यूट। ओके, इट्स ऑल राइट इफ यू हैव इट, अदरवाइज यू कैन फाइंड इट ऑन योर फोन। या यू हैव इट, गुड। Everybody, please open to Chapter 2, Section 1, Number 3. Chapter 2, Section 1, Number 3. So, in this Mundak Upanishad, which is a very beautiful text, the student approaches the teacher asking for the highest knowledge. He says, "Please tell me, knowing which everything can be known." That means, what is the origin of everything, what is the essence of everything? He has all the qualifications. He has the right, detachment from the world. He has seen the world doesn't give him happiness. He has a desire for liberation, and he has developed all the qualities, control of the mind, control of the senses, and he's seeking the right knowledge. And the teacher is qualified. Teacher has knowledge, the ability to teach, and also abidance in the self. The teacher also has to have a spiritual growth, cannot just be a university professor. So all those qualities are there, and when the student and the teacher meets, then the last week we had said that the teacher's duty is to teach the student. If he has the ability and if the teacher knows and the student is qualified, and we start, saw the teaching starts how the world creation happens. So last week we saw how if there is a large fire, huge fire, then how the sparks come out of the fire and then merge back into the fire. So same way you and I have come out of that Akshara, that Ishvara, the Lord, as a creation, and we merge back at the end of our life. But as we had seen, there is a question whether this creation is real or not, because if everything is temporary, changing, perishing, how could we come out of that permanent, imperishable, eternal being? So how can, just as pot has to have the qualities of mud, gold has to, all the ornaments have to have the quality of gold, but we don't seem to have those qualities of Brahman. So that's what we will discuss, that how this world is an appearance. So we'll go to mantra number three. Kambika, you have this? Etasma jayate prano.
एतस्मा जायते प्राणो
मनः सर्वेन्द्रियाणि च
मनः सर्वेन्द्रियाणि च
खं वायुर्ज्योतिरापः
खं वायुर्ज्योतिरापः
पृथ्वी विश्वस्य धारिणी.
पृथ्वी विश्वस्य धारिणी
Can you, we'll all chant together. एतस्माद् जायते प्राणो मनः
मनः
सर्वेन्द्रियाणि च खं वायुर्ज्योतिरापः पृथ्वी विश्वस्य
विश्वस्य धारिणी.
धारिणी. सो एतस्मात् फ्रॉम दिस फ्रॉम हिम दैट कॉन्शियसनेस. सो सम प्लेसेस द टीचर यूजेस एतस्मात् एंड सम प्लेसेस द टीचर यूजेस तस्मात्. सो व्हाई द डिफरेंस? सो एतस्मात् मीन्स फ्रॉम दिस and tasmat means from that. So whatever we see, this or that, everything is Bhagwan.
Also.
So this computer, this book, this pen is God, and then that, you know, that space, that sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, that which we consider far away. So whatever is near and far, everything is that one consciousness, Brahman, the one Lord alone. And from that emerges prana. Prana here means life. Prana, the life principle that gives us life. Mana is mind. Sarva indriyani, all the sense organs and organs of action, 10 organs, eyes, ears, new tongue, taste, and you know, hearing, and then hands, feet, speech, excretory, and reproductive organs. So all the 10 organs, sense organs and organs of action, sarva, come out from that one Lord. Then that is then, and also now he's mentioning the five elements that of this whole universe has five elements. The subtle is space, then air, then fire, then water and earth. Kham is space, vayu is air, jyoti is fire, apaha is water. And Prithvi, earth, Vishvasya Dharini, the earth is the one that supports everything. See, all this whole universe is supported by our earth. So from that one Bhagwan comes this entire universe. And this mantra also comes in Kaivalya Upanishad. So the same exact mantra is there. So what they mean is that when they say prana, prana means the life. Prana also means the five physiological functions. We know prana, apana, dhyana, udana, samana, the intake, the excretion, circulatory system, digestive system, and the system that expels our subtle body at the time of death. So all our physiological functions and the life principle in us. Mana, mind, means the four antakarnas, the four inner equipments, mind, intellect, ego, and memory, mana, buddhi, chit, ahankar. So all that comes from him. Then we talked about the 10 organs, sense organs, organs of action, and space, air, etc. So Gurudev gives the example, just as, you know, Raman Maharishi also in his text, he talks about this. There's a picture made out of thread, you know, embroidery. And in that picture, the lady who has done the beautiful embroidery, there is a mountain, there is sky, there is, you know, the sun in the sky, there is a boy standing there watching, and his finger is up. And then there are trees and, you know, river and all that. And now somebody doesn't like the picture. So the person takes a thread and starts pulling it. As they pull each thread, first the sun goes away, then the mountain goes away, then the tree goes away, then the boy's finger goes away, and ultimately the whole boy goes away, and the thread becomes a ball of thread. The whole picture was just thread. So he pulls that and makes it a ball of thread. Now, even that is not enough. So he starts unwinding the thread and he reaches cotton. So cotton is everything. Cotton became the boy, became the finger, became the mountain, the sun, tree, river. Everything was cotton and cotton alone. Similarly, this world is nothing but Sat and Chit, existence and consciousness and infinite. The existence consciousness is infinite. And so, just as if you remove cotton, there will be no picture. Similarly, if you remove Sat and Chit, then
Not this.
there is no world. World is, so we are all Sat, Chit, and Anand. So our true nature is that. Even though our visible form is temporary, dying, you know, changing, but our true essence is Sat, Chit, and Anand. That's why they say Mrittika eva Satyam. The clay alone is truth. Pot is not the truth. Pot is what they call as Vacharambanam, means it is a name and form. Mud is the truth, but when you are touching the pot, you are touching the mud. And then it could be pot, it could be a vase, could be a saucer, cup, plate, whatever it is, they're all nothing but mud. Similarly, the animals, birds, plants, fish, humans, all the animate and inanimate objects, mountains, rivers, trees, are all nothing but that one consciousness. So, and our we are Vacharambanam, we are just name and form. Actually, our true nature is consciousness. But if I have a name called Deepika or Harsha, or I have a form or a sex or all that, those are all names, Vacharambanam. And as we said, actually, there is no cause and there is no effect. Because if there was effect, was truly there, if it we were truly from consciousness, then we should have all the properties of consciousness. So they say because of Ishvara through his Maya creates this temporary world which has none of the qualities of consciousness, but in essence, we are all that consciousness. So that is. Yeah, and the consciousness is said in Kathopanishad, na jayate mriyate va vipaschit, nayam kutaschit, na bhabhuva kaschit. This consciousness is never born, it never dies. Nothing comes out of it, and it doesn't come out of anything. So, Brahman consciousness has not come from anything because that always was. But even to say that the world has come out of Brahman is an illusion, it is an ignorance. Because it is just an illusion, just as a magician does magic tricks and makes things appear on the stage which are not really there. So Bhagwan is like that magician. But all the scriptures say that the world came out, like in Purush Suktam, Tasmat, Yajnat, Sarva Hutah, Richa Samani Jag. So they, you know, all the scriptures talk about, but when they talk about creation, we have to understand they talk about name and form. In that consciousness, there is no creation. And my true nature is consciousness, that's Sat and Chit. We should not forget that. And this, so the Brahman, even though prana comes out of it, Brahman is a prana, has no prana. Even though the mind comes out of it, Brahman has no mana. So you say, how can you say prana came out and there is no prana, mana came out, there is no Brahman? So, you know, in our Vedanta, we use the name Devadatta. When you want to refer to a person, that is a typical name, Devadatta, Somadatta. Like in English, they say Tom, Dick, and Harry. So here we use Devadatta. So Devadatta doesn't have a son. So what do you say? A putra Devadatta, right? He has no son. And then suppose in his dream he has a son. So in the dream he has a son, but when he wakes up, do you say Sa putra Devadatta that he has a
English.
son? No. Why? Because whatever happened in the dream, he cannot bring into the waking. That sun he had in the dream, he cannot bring into. So same way, this whole creation is a dream. So whatever we see in the dream is unreal, and that we have to. It does not, unreal doesn't mean that I don't see the computer or the table or the book, but they are temporary appearance. You can say this is a temporary appearance, vyavaharik, and which I deal with it. I deal with the world, but never forget my true essence. And whatever this we see, whether adi daivik, adi bhautik, or adhyatmik, is that one Bhagwan. Adi daivik means all the divine forces, you know, thunder, lightning, all come from that. Then adi bhautik is what is my surroundings, my family, my city, my country. And then adhyatmik is I inside, the body, mind, intellect, everything that we see comes out of. But why do we see the variety? So Raman Maharishi says it very beautifully. Arabhyate jiva jagat paratma tatvabhidhanena matam samastam idam trayam yavat aham mati syat sarvotama aham mati shunya nishtha. This is one of the famous mantras of Saddarshanam. So he says, you see jiva, you see individual, yes. You see jagat, world, yes. And Paramatma, you know there is a Paramatma. But all three are there only as long as the ego is there. When I, the ego, I am there, then I say I see this jiva. Then I see the family, I see my children, I see my husband, I see my wife, I see the world, I see. And then I say, okay, there is also a God. You can call it Sri Krishna or Sri Rama or Lord Shiva or Jesus, whatever. But there is, so we all three are there as long as the ego I is there. But when the ego dissolves, goes away, and I realize my true nature as consciousness, then there is no three. Then there is only one. So that is called Advaita. So the goal of the Upanishad is to take us to that one, through all this world, you go to that which is beyond the world. So that is the essence of this world, of this. Actually, the most of the second mantra talks about creation, most of it. So, I mean, the second chapter, I meant. The second chapter, all the next few mantras, most of them talk about different ways they express creation. So, because we had seen in the earlier mantra that there is this one consciousness. So, Hansa, Dr. Hansa, you have this number four? You can unmute, please.
Okay.
Agnir Murda Chakshushi Chandra Surya.
Agnir Murda Chakshushi Chandra Suryo
Dishat Shotre Vagvivritascha Vedaha
Dishat Shotre Vagvivritascha Vedaha
Vagvivritascha Vedaha
Vagvivritascha Vedaha
Vayu Prano Hidayam Vishwamasya
Vayu prano rudayam vishwamasya
Padhyam prithivi hesha sarbhutantaratma
Padhyam prithivi hesha sarvabhutantaratma
We'll chant together. You can please mute. Agnir murtha chakshushi chandra suryau tisha shrotre vagvivritascha vedaha Vayu prano hidayam vishvamasya padbhyam prithivi hesha sarvabhutantaratma. Similar mantras come in Purush Suktam also, so we'll quote that. So Agni Murdha, the top is Agni. Here Agni is read as fire, but not fire in the sense of the fire that we see or heat on this earth. Fire here means light, means consciousness. So the space or the totality is his head, or the heavens. They say the heavens are his head. Heavens, heaven, because heaven again represents brilliance. So his head of this Lord, Supreme Lord, head is his, heaven is his head. Chakshushi Chandra Suryau, and his eyes are the moon and the sun. Sun and moon are his eyes. Disha Shrotre, and the directions are his ears. And Vag Vivritascha Vedaha, and his speech is Veda, because all the Vedas came out of Bhagwan's mouth, which was heard by the rishis, not as a sound, but in their meditation. And that's how they were able to pass on this knowledge to the teachers and to the rest of us. So Bhagwan's speech is the Vedas. So that's why we don't say that these were composed by any particular prophet or a human, but it is divine composition, the Vedas. Even, you know, even in the Christianity, some of the teachings, they say they were revealed. They were revealed to the master. So that is that when they are in connection with the highest, they are able to see the highest. Then Vayu Prana, and his prana, his prana is the wind. The wind is Bhagwan's prana. And Hridayam, Hrid here does not mean the pumping heart. It means the mind of the Lord is this entire universe. That's why we say we are, this whole universe is the thought in the mind of God. So it is, everything is one thought in the mind of God. Padbhyam Prithvi, his feet are this earth. And Esha, but he is not only the visible, but he is Bhuta Antaratma. He is the inner life principle, the consciousness within each one of us. And same thing in Purush Suktam, he said, Chandrama Manaso Jataha Chaksho Suryo Ajayata Mukhad Indraschagnischa. So the same idea, that from his mind comes the moon, from his eyes come the sun, and from his mouth comes fire. So everything, this whole universe has come from that one Supreme Purusha. And that is called Virat. See, the individual being is called Vishwa, and the total being is called Virat. Virat means the totality. Whatever you see, not only here, but also in the heavens, even though we don't see it, we know about it, the sun, the moon, the stars, the furthest planets, space, everything is that. And when they say his breath is the wind, so when you see hurricane or happening, then you say, okay, Bhagwan is doing pranayam, he's doing bhastrika. That's why the air is blowing. And when everything is still, then you say, oh, it is Kumbhaka. You know, we have Puraka, Rechaka, and Kumbhaka. Puraka means taking the breath. Then you hold the breath. Then you excrete it. So now everything is still. Bhagwan is doing Kumbhaka. So he has calmed down. So the idea is that whatever we see is that. And it says in the Upanishad, Shrotavya, Kirtitavya, Smaratavya. So God should be heard about him, this God or consciousness. We should sing or discuss, and we should remember. So all these are to constantly remind us that anything you see is God. So have love and respect for everything. And even your shoes, even your things, everything is God. Everything is divine. And what is my purpose on this earth? Jivasya tatvo jignyasa. The purpose of my birth is to know the essence. And the 14 worlds are his body. So how do we go? So we go from Brahman, that is the substratum of this universe. Then we go to the 14 worlds. If you cannot see God in the 14 worlds, you say, oh, I can see God in everybody except my mother-in-law. Or I can see God in... So if you can't see God in everybody, then see it in your Ishta Devta. Okay, I see it in Bhagwan Sri Krishna or Sri Ram or Shiva or Jesus, like that. And then in the Bhagavat is very beautiful, where they say, even if Ishta Devta is hard for you, there is, or to study all these shlokas and all these 14 Upanishads, many Upanishads and all these mantras is too hard. Okay, they say we have a Chatushloki Bhagavat. In Bhagavat, they actually have the whole summary of the Upanishads and the entire teachings in four shlokas. Swami Tejomayananji, when he was here quite a few years ago, he taught us that. And so in four shlokas, the Rishi has given us the summary of the entire teachings. And then you say, oh, even that is too hard. Then they say, take Puranas. Because Puranas are all stories. You know, they are like Shiv Puran is all stories of Lord Shiva. Devi Puran is of Devi. Srimad Bhagavat is of Bhagavan Vishnu and Sri Krishna. So listen to stories. So that is that, and that is an expansion. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna says, Sarva Bhutastham Atmanam, Sarva Bhutani Atmani, Ichate Yuktatma. A wise person sees one God in everything and everything in God. So God is in everything and everything is God. Again, God is not somebody else. He is my own being, my own true essence. So one has to constantly remember that. Now we'll go to mantra number 5. Deepika, you have this? Number 5, chapter 2, section 1, number 5. You can unmute. Yeah. Tasmad Agni Samido Yasya Suryah.
Tasmad Agni Samido Yasya Suryah.
Somat Parjanya Oshadhaya Prithivyam.
Somat Parjanya Oshadhaya Prithivyam.
Puman Retas Sinchati Yoshitayam.
Puman retat sinchati yoshitayam.
Vannih prajah purushat samprasutaha.
Vannih prajas purushat samprasutaha.
You can mute, we'll all chant together. Tasmat agni samidho yasya suryah. Somat parjanya oshadhaya prithivyam. Puman reta sinchati yoshitayam vannih praja purushat samprasutaha. So samprasutaha, in the end he says purushat samprasuta, from that supreme purush samprasuta is born, everything is born, manifested, whether you know purush suktam or in this Upanishad, all the beings have come out of that one God. And they have given us five fires. In Chandogya Upanishad, there were five fires. So these five fires are quoted. And this whole universe consists of five fires. So Tasmat Agni Samidha. So here Agni and Samidha means space, the sky. So, and the fuel of that is Surya. So that is the first fire. So from the space and the sun illumining is the first fire. Then second is Somat Parjanya Oshadhayah Prithivyam. So from the sun came the rain, and then in the, that is the second fire, and the herbs coming out of the earth, or the herbs are all the plants, is the third fire. So one is the sun, second is the moon and the rain. Third fire is the earth and all the plants. Then Puman Reta. And then the fourth fire is man. Rechati Sinchati Yoshitayam. So the man puts his semen into the woman. So the man is the fourth fire and woman is the fifth fire. So that means all the creative things that are happening, creation, Vanni, so that Vanni, that is the five fires. Praja, so this whole Praja has come, Purushat Samprasutaha has come out of this Purusha. So we saw the five fires, the sun, the moon, the earth, the man, and the woman. So the five creative aspects. And we see that what we see on this world, the jivas, the earth, the space, or we say, oh, mother and father, we know that is the cause, but that is the immediate cause. That is pratyaksha praman. I can see, okay, I can see the mother, the father, the earth, growing plants, the sun, the moon, the five fires. So those are the immediate cause, and that is what we can see. But the Upanishads take us to the ultimate cause beyond what we can see here, what is subtle, what is beyond, that is what the purpose of studying Upanishad. That's why everybody knows, okay, there's a man and woman, a child is born, what is new about it? But the Upanishad is taking us to that supreme Purusha from whom this whole world is created. And then the Bhagwan in the Bhagavad Gita says, Pushnami Chaushadi Sarvaha Somo Bhutva Rasatmakaha. He says in the 15th chapter that I am the sun that nourishes all the herbs. You say, well, we thought the sun nourishes. But our Upanishads say the sun nourishes during the day, and when the moonlight is there at night, it nourishes the plants also, the herbs. And they say that seeds that are exposed to the moon before they are planted, if they are exposed to the full moonlight at night, then they are planted, then those seeds have a better output, better crop. So Gurudev says in his commentary that the Western world still doesn't believe that, but it has been shown in our agriculture that the moon has definitely a role in nourishing the plants and creating it. And then, as we said, the semen, and that comes from moon, because the man from food, because man eats food, parjanya, from the food, aushadaya, he creates, and then the mother eats food to nourish the child. So whatever we see is the food, and that is nourished, and that all comes from the supreme reality, the Purusha. Hansa Ben, you can do the next one. Number six. Tasmad richa samaya jumshi diksha
Tasmadachasam
yajumshi diksha
yajnascha sarve kratavo dakshinascha
Samvatsarascha yajamanascha
lokaha
Somo yatra pavate yatra suryaha.
Somo yatra pavate yatra suryaha.
Now we can all chant together. Tasmad richa samaya jumshi diksha yajnascha sarve kratavo dakshinascha Samvatsarascha yajamanascha lokaha Somo yatra pavate yatra suryaha. So tasmat, so from that, again, richa, richa means the Vedas, all the Ved mantras. And Sama is the Sam Veda. So Sam Veda is the one where all songs, all the mantras are in the song form. Yajunshi are the sacrifices, that is in prose. You know, and then Diksha. Diksha means the rites. The Diksha also means the instructions. So both. Diksha is the disciplines, and Diksha also means the preliminary rite. So there are different meanings. Then Yajna, all the offerings, sacrifices in the fire is from him. Sarve Kratavo. Kratava means all ceremonies, all these activities, all the ceremonies that are performed in the Yajna, all come from him. And Dakshina. Dakshina means all the, when the Brahman or the priest is doing the Yajnas, how we at the end of the puja, at the end of the Yajna, we offer to the Brahmin or to the priest doing that. So that also comes from him. That means even the offerings to the Brahmin, the offerings to the fire. Samvatsara means time. So time also came from Bhagwan, because first when God was alone was there, there was no time. It's not that when God was there, not or when was God there. God was there before time. When God alone was one, there is no question of time, past, present, future. There was nothing. It is time was not there. Then, when the first thought arose in the mind of God, when he took on the role of Ishvara, and the second thought after the first thought is called time. Time is the interval between two thoughts. That's why we say second, is the symbol, is the unit of time, 1 second. Why? When there are two thoughts, only time is there. Like you are sleeping in deep sleep and you have no thoughts. Then, you don't know whether you slept 6 hours, 7 hours, 5 hours. You have no idea. Time passes. But if you are not well and you have a headache or a body ache and you can't sleep, then your mind has hundreds of thoughts. Then time doesn't seem to pass. So, time is in our mind, based on our, if my mind is quiet, like some people are playing cards, three teen patti, they're gambling with cards or poker, whole night they are playing, they don't even know when the time passed. They say, Are, it's already 5 o'clock in the morning. We started playing at 11 at night. Why? Because they are only thinking diamonds, spades, hearts, clubs. So when they have minimum thoughts, then time passes fast. But when you have a lot of thoughts, then it is difficult to pass time. That's why in meditation, if your mind becomes very still, then you go beyond time. So that is why. And then Yajman. Yajman means the one who is doing the Yajna, who is offering the Yajna, who has got everybody together, the priest and the fire has collected all this Samagri, the offerings, and then all the people are there, and he's offering the fire into the fire himself. And then after that, food is given to everybody. So the one who organizes is Yajman. That also comes from him. And Lokaha, Lokaha means the worlds. So all the worlds come from God. The heavens, the earth, and the lower worlds. There are 14 worlds, 7 heavens, earth, and then 6 lower worlds. And what kind of world we get is based on our karmas. If you have done good karmas, you will go to heaven. If you have done bad karmas, you will go to the lower worlds. And earth is the only place where you can attain enlightenment. In all the other worlds, you go to enjoy. Heavens, you are just enjoying, eating, drinking, dancing, girls, beautiful house, all that. And in the lower worlds, you are suffering. You are being tortured because you have done bad deeds. But earth is the one place where if you have a combination of good and bad both, and to be born on earth as a human being with intelligence is very, very rare. Even in Vivek Chudamani, Shankaracharya ji starts with that, to have a human birth, have a guru, and have a desire for liberation is very, very rare. So based on my karmas, I will get. So that's why we should not waste this opportunity to attain enlightenment. And then Somo Yatra Pavate Yatra Surya. So the sun and the moon purify our path, because in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Upanishad, they talk about the path of the sun and the path of the moon, Uttarayana and Dakshinayana. So the path of the moon takes, if we have done good deeds and if we are following the path of moon, doing rituals with desire. I'm doing good actions, even serving, doing good things for the world, but I'm doing it with a desire to get name, fame, or to go to heaven. Then you will go to heaven, enjoy your good karmas, and come back. But the path of the sun takes you beyond heaven up to Brahma Loka, up to depending on your level of actions. And from there, either you will come back, or if you want not to come back, then you study with Brahmaji. We talked about that. So the sun takes us to the highest, the moon takes us halfway. So this, so that's what, so that. Then, they say tasmat means from that, but it's not only tasmat, it is tasmin, in also. So the example they give is, suppose a woman has a child. Now that girl is not with the mother at all times. She could be sleeping and the mother could be cooking in the kitchen, or later on she'll go to school. So she's not always with the mother, even though she was created by the mother. But we, even though we have come out of God, tasmat, but we are also in God. We are not separate from God. So tasmat and tasmin. Tasmat is the fifth case, those who study Sanskrit, and tasmin is the seventh case. So we have came out of God and we are in God. So that's why we have to constantly remember God is not somebody separate from us. And in Sama, there is a mantra called Hau, Hau, Ahu, Ahamanam, Ahamandaha. That is a very famous mantra where the student attains enlightenment, where he becomes enlightened, and he chants Hau, 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 Ahamanam, Ahamandaha. So that means his so much joy that he doesn't know what he's saying, just it's expressing out of joy. So Swami Tejomayananda ji jokes. He says, I have memorized this mantra, so when I realize, I will know what to chant. Of course, Swami Tejomayananda ji is way above all this, but he makes a joke. He says, you should all memorize in case you attain realization, then you'll know what mantra you have to chant. So that is in the Samaveda. So that I am, Ahamannam, Ahamannaha means I am the experiencer and I am the experienced. So I am everything. That is the understanding of the realized master. And then we said Diksha. Diksha means the discipline. So what discipline, what it means is that there are temporary disciplines and permanent disciplines. So temporary discipline is like I'm sitting for puja, right? So now once you have sat down for puja, there is certain discipline. You have to take a bath, clean and all, and sit. But then once you start, you cannot get up till the puja is complete. You cannot say, oh, let me go check my email, or I need to go to the bathroom. None of that. Once you have sat down, you have to sit till you complete the puja. So get yourself ready. So that is a temporary discipline. But then if you are a brahmacharya, means you should not have contact with the opposite sex, then that is till 25 years, till all your studies are over, you should maintain that discipline. Then there is sannyas, where you have taken, renounced the world, then that sannyas has to be until death. You cannot take sannyas and then you say, I change my mind and I want to come back to the world. And I want to know, once you are done, you are completely done. So there are some temporary disciplines and there are permanent disciplines, and all have come out of tasmat, from that God. And also shiksha, all the rules of behavior, how we should behave as a student, as a householder, as a retired person, all those are. Now it talks about punyas, all the merits, they go to whom? They go to the yajman. They don't go to the pandit who is chanting the mantras, because he is being paid. So all the merits go to Yajman. So those can be transferred. But then people say, my wife is meditating, let her meditate. I'll get half the punya. That's not going to happen. If your wife is meditating or wife is going to lectures and you say, oh, whatever punya she gets, I will get half. No. If she does the puja, she will get the benefit. If she meditates, she will get the benefit. So it cannot be. So the example Shankaracharya ji gives, if you are hungry, you have to eat. If your wife eats, your hunger will not be satisfied. So if you are not enlightened or have not reached, you have to actually do it yourself. You have to do the mantras, the chanting, the puja, the meditation, studying the scriptures. There is no proxy. You know, you can't say, oh, you go to do that and I will get the, it's not going to happen. But there is a sprinkler effect. What is the meaning of sprinkler effect? Sprinkler is like if there's a sprinkler, how the water goes around and waters. So same way, if a man or a woman is on the spiritual path, attending lectures, meditating, praying, doing pujas, then his or her mind will be pure, his actions will be pure, and others may be inspired by him or her. So the family, so if the wife is going, the husband may think, oh, my wife, she seems to be so much calmer, things are so much better. Maybe I should also go. So that sprinkler effect you can have. In fact, there is a story of in one of the very old-time devotees of Swami Chinmayananda. The wife used to go to all the Bhagavad Gita lectures. And the husband said, I have no interest. You know, they are very well known in the LA area. They have been board members and all. Husband said, I have no interest. I'm just going to drop my wife. And he said, okay, what time? 7:30, I'll drop you. 9 o'clock, I'll pick you up. I'll go run my errands or do whatever. So he used to do that. And he, I have no interest in all this, you know, teaching and all. I have no interest. Then what happened one time, he reached early, you know, instead of 9 o'clock, his work finished. So he got there at 8:30. So he just sat down in the, you know, instead of standing outside, he said, let me, it was an open pandal. It was not a hall, it was open. So, you know, he just sat down in the back and the Swamiji was way up. Otherwise, he didn't like people coming late. But this was a huge, you know, ground. And so he just snuck in and quietly sat in the last row seat. And he listened for half an hour. And he said, wow, this is what this Mahatma is saying makes so much sense. So next day, he came at 7:30. And from the last row, he went to the middle row. By third day, he was sitting in the first row. He would come at early at 7 o'clock to get, you know, the first row seat. So that is called sprinkler effect, that the wife went and he was also inspired. So, what is the guru's role? You say, okay, what is the role of the guru? So, they say guru is like a cheerleader. Like you are running a race, and there are, you suppose, your family or your friends are, come on, run, run faster. You can make it, you can make it. So, they cheer you on, and then some of them stay at the end and they say, oh, this is the end. Come here, come in this direction. On the way, they have water. So guru is like the cheerleader who will tell you the direction where to go and will encourage you to go and give you at appropriate times whatever information you need, whatever guidance you need. If you are go if you are going in the wrong direction, like in the race, if you're in the marathon, 26 miles, sometimes people run off the track, then somebody else will say, no, you are running the wrong way. The path is here. The same way, if we are going on the wrong path, it's the guru's job and the guru guides us. So that is the role of the teacher. And that's why we owe a great gratitude to our teachers for this beautiful knowledge. And that's why we say we have Rishi Rin. We have a debt to our parents, we have a debt to God, and then we have a debt to rishis who gave us this knowledge. And how do I fulfill that? See, rishis don't need anything. They were already enlightened. They are gone. What our way to pay back is first of all to study this knowledge. Same thing, gurus also we have written, to study this knowledge, live our life according to this knowledge, and pass on this knowledge to others. That is the way to pay back the debt that we have to the rishis and to our guru. So live the, understand this knowledge, abide in this knowledge, spread this knowledge to others, bring others on this path, or give them books, you know, so that they can study. So that is the essence of this. So here today we have studied that whatever we see is all from that one Purusha. And then we heard about the five Agnis, the five fires, and the space, air, everything. And then we saw how the creation is an illusion. It is just name and form. Vacharambanam. It is just a name alone. It is not real. So it's like a dream. You know, the realized master, when he or she wakes up to the highest truth, then they see that this world is like a dream. So for us, for you and me, the world is very real. But when we wake up to that highest knowledge, then we will, does not mean that they don't function in the world, but they don't give importance. So what we have to do is give less importance to the world and more importance to this knowledge. And that is the way to live our life and ultimately reach our goal of enlightenment. So we'll end here. We have about 8 minutes. If I don't think we have time to do one more mantra, even though it is kind of repeat, but there are a few things, you know, that are different. So we'll do from next week, mantra number 7. Anybody has any questions or comments? Anything that is not clear?
Anil ji, I have this book, but
Haan. No,
after
Mandukya is different, Auntie. Mandukya is different. It is Mundak Upanishad.
okay, Mundak,
Mundak. It's not Mandukya.
could you just write it and send it to me?
I'll text you, Auntie, the name of the
Okay,
Mundak.
I
You might have it. I think you chanted one time, didn't you? You chanted with us.
I took those 12 verses from the internet, and
Okay.
after that 10 came, 11 came all right. After that nothing came.
Okay, I'll send you a picture. Whatever mantras we are doing next week, I'll send you a picture, Auntie.
Okay,
Or
thank
if
you very
anybody
much.
else doesn't have this Upanishad, I can post it on the WhatsApp. Everybody has Mundak Upanishad?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just send it to you, Auntie, then separately. I'll take a picture. That way you have mantras before the mantras and Swami Gurudev's commentary. It will, it's only a few pages. So I'll take a picture
Yeah,
and
in
send.
the e-book
And
also.
I have this one also.
That's the
That's
one,
for
Mundak Upanishad. That's
Shri
the one. So
Narasimha.
that's the one. So we are on chapter 2, section 1, mantra number 7.
Okay.
Chapter 2, section 1, and we'll be at mantra number 7. Now that is the one, Mundak. Mandukya is too high. I don't feel qualified to discuss Mandukya, so I'm not going to do it. But
I don't
Mundak.
know, 10, 11, after that I got lost. I don't know where.
Yeah, so go to chapter 2, section 1, mantra number 7. You can write down and you can find it in your book.
Page 74.
But in different books, it might be different pages. Deepika, you can just write down chapter 2, section 1, mantra 7, and find it.
Deepika has question.
Deepika, you have a question?
No, I just want to say that the book is there. Even if you want it online, it's still there.
Yeah.
Gurudev's version of the book is there.
Yeah, commentaries on online also. Yeah,
Yeah.
thank you. Ansaben, you have comment?
Yeah, can you please explain one more time that I am from God and I am in God? Is it, and I thought God would be in me, right?
Yeah, God is in me and we are also in God. The whole universe is in God. God is inside and outside. You
Okay.
know, Sarva
It's just
Bhutastham
like
Atmanam,
space.
Sarva Bhutani Chatman. Yeah.
Like
Because space. We are in space, and space is in me.
in us.
Okay, I got
See,
it.
you cannot be without space, right?
Right.
The same way.
Same.
Yeah.
That's
Okay.
exactly right.
Yeah, got it. Thank you.
So consciousness, so God is both. God is inside and outside.
Outside, yeah.
That's why in Bhagavad Gita he says, Sarva Bhutastham Atmanam, Sarva Bhutani Chatmani, Ikshate Yoga Yukt Atma. Wise person sees God in everyone and everything in God. Because God is everywhere. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, like space is a good example
Yeah.
you explain. Yeah, Sharad, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, after studying chapter 2 on Monday evenings for the chanting, these last set of shlokas kind of remind me of that Gita shloka where he says, Ascharyavat pashyati kaschidedam, Ascharyavad vadati tathaiva janyaha. And that you talked about the guru where all this is amazement, but very, very few get this knowledge. And that guru, despite many, many not getting it, continues despite, not getting tired. So many, many thank yous and gratitude to you as well for us not
Thank
getting
you. No,
it.
I'm just
Thank
quoting
you.
Gurudev and whatever I have heard from other acharyas, but thank you. Jayashree, you have a comment?
No, I was just thinking when Hansaben asked the question that there is only one at the highest level. There is
Yes.
two, so everything is God. So that's how,
From that point, yes.
there's only
That
one at
point,
that.
everything is one. All this variety is like one mud. You see so many parts. From one gold, you see so many ornaments, but they are actually one. So similarly, this whole universe is one. We are not separate from God. We don't think God is someone sitting somewhere, and one day I will reach him or know him. God is with me, in me at all times. So keep your attention always on God.
Conscious.
God is the consciousness, the life principle. I'm walking because of God. I'm talking because of God. I'm eating. And when I'm eating, I'm nourishing God. That's why we chant that Brahmarpanam Brahma Havihi. That God is everywhere. And the food is God. The one who cooked is God. The one eating is God. And the one nourished inside is God. Everything is God. So I'm not separate from God. Always remember that.
It's yeah, thinking.
Yeah. Thinking and reminding yourself
Yeah.
again and again.
Okay, 128.
Okay, we'll end.
Yeah.
No other questions. Om
Namah
Purnamada
Purnamidam
Purnamidam
Purnat
Purnat
Purnamudachyate
Purnamudachyate
Purnasya
Purnasya
Purnamadaya
Purnamadaya
Purnamevavashishyate. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ